Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
And welcome to Long-Term Care Radio. I hope everybody had a safe 4th of July. Hope there's no digits missing or anything like that.
No wildfires started, please.
So I always worry about that. You know, with my son is 15 now. He's been lighting fireworks off since he was a kid. And we were out in Colorado, out in Creed, Colorado, is where we always go for the 4th of July. And, you know, they've just had such dry years that they've had a ban on anything that leaves the ground firework-wise. You just can't shoot anything up in the air in Colorado that blows up anymore. But this year, man, the snowpack is just so, they just got so much snow and the river's running high. It's up by the headwaters of the Rio Grande River. So just a wonderful time. I mean, we always have a great time out there, and it was just a difference. The first time I got out there, the grass was actually green on the house because it's usually, you know, dries up so quick there. But no, it was a great 4th of July. So hope everybody had a good time. And I will tell you, one of the things I go back to, for those of you that have ever tuned in, I grew up in Colorado, and my grandmother lived in this little town called Creed, Colorado. It's a little mining town that has a Creed Repertory Theater, and so we still go back there every year. And I have that house that my grandmother was raised in by her grandmother, and my mom grew up there. And it always reminds me of my grandmother when I go back there 4th of July, because she died basically on the 3rd of July 3 years ago, and age 91. And she had spent 5 years in the assisted living facility out there in southern Colorado. But that's part of the reason why we got on this journey, to be honest with you, on long-term care, is because of the fact that, you know, my mom was the main reason I went out to look for long-term care insurance plan. I got frustrated, and so I went to school and got my license and got on the inside with the company and made sure my mom had a really nice plan put in place. But then it was later when my grandmother, Genevieve, went on claim. I mean, she lived in her own house until she was 86 years old. And when she went on, you know, claim, basically what would happen initially, well, when she needed long-term care, this is before she went on claim, my mom was stepping up to be the caregiver. And then my mom finally buckles and says, you know, I just can't do this anymore, Mom. We need to get you some help. My mom was driving back and forth through the mountain passes there in southern Colorado and just really started to struggle with it. And so my grandma comes out and blows the dust off of a long-term care insurance policy and said, I have one of these. Well, that's all. What's amazing about that is that, you know, we started getting her the care in the home then and having some caregivers come in a couple days a week. But then she eventually moved to this assisted living facility down in southern Colorado close to my mom. And that summer, I'll never forget it, my mom came out and spent like 2 weeks with us in, you know, the end of July through the middle of August, actually about 3 weeks. And she was here for my son's 7th birthday and just spent a lot of time with us. She had not been away for 3 years. She had not been out to visit us because she didn't want to leave her mom. Her mom was in this time of need. And so what was amazing, that's when I got really passionate about this business, because we always look at it like we were talking last week about, you know, it's more than money, right? Long-term care, it doesn't, everybody just thinks I have enough money or I don't. What we're really saying is that this is such a gift to your family, because guess what? My grandmother turned her plan on. Now my mom called this 800 number, and oh, guess what? There's a case manager on the other end of that phone that sat there and could manage my grandmother's care and make sure she was getting the right. She knew what a plan of care was. She knew what the doctor was saying. She knew what the notes meant. And they managed and made sure my grandmother got the level of care she deserved. And when my grandmother moved into the assisted living facility, now we had a manager there that my mom could feel comfortable leaving and getting her life back.
Yeah, she was free now.
And I will tell you this, what's so important about this is that my grandmother would have never, ever moved into that assisted living facility without that long-term care insurance plan. And her policy only paid a couple thousand dollars, like $2,100 a month. But with her pension and her Social Security, that was enough that she could afford to live there. Where without that, that other $2,000 a month, the family would have either had to come up with that money, which they probably wouldn't have. She probably would have ended up living with my mom. And it would have really just put a lot of strain on my mom and also on my relationship and with my kids' relationship with my mom. So we've talked about this before in our classes, but that's the gift of a long-term care plan, is that it gives you permission to get the help you need It also gives your family their life back, and it's multi-generational.
Mm-hmm.
When we go out every year to Colorado, just like I did this last week, we go out there, we spend the time, we enjoy it, but guess what? I'm not stopping and relieving my mom from being a caretaker, right? My grandmother was getting the care that she needed, and that made such a huge difference in our lives. So I always think about that on these, on the holiday, on the 4th of July, because we were out there and I got to see her just the day before she passed away 3 years ago. She was still basically at the assisted living facility. And they had moved her to a nursing home at that. So we had stopped by there. It was just a couple blocks away. So she spent like the last 2 months of her life there. But I tell you, it was such a gift to the family that she took the time to get that long-term care insurance plan and put in place. And I want to tell people something about this, too. Little secret. My grandmother did not get her plan put in place until she was in her 70s.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but the key is she put that long-term care insurance plan in place, but she was healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about that, and we're going to talk about that today. One of the biggest mistakes people make is they wait too long to get a long-term care insurance plan put in place, meaning their health becomes compromised. My grandmother was actually still working at the county. She was still working full-time. She was in her 70s. She put this plan in place because she could qualify for it. And she got pretty lucky because we've had clients that have been in their 40s that have been turned down. And it's always one of the biggest letdowns for us is when someone comes to us and they've just waited too long and we can't get them through that underwriting process. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But before we get there, let's do a little house cleaning because we do have several classes coming up here in July for basically a way for you to educate yourself about some of these new programs and how long-term care works. And the first one is on Saturday, July 20th, and that's a 9 a.m. kickoff.
Yeah, and they're starting to fill up. So we want to get on the website and sign up for these classes if you have the chance, because Saturday, July 20th at 9 a.m., our regular long-term care planning class, and then the following Monday, July 22nd at 10 a.m., is our asset-based long-term care planning class, where we just go into more of these newer programs and really address most of the concerns that people who are planning on self-insuring have.
Mm-hmm.
And then the special class, Wednesday, July 31st, at the end of July, 10 a.m., that's our class that's talking about funding these long-term care planning long-term care insurance plans with retirement accounts.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm excited about this class. The one on the 31st is going to be very limited. I think we're going to limit that to 10 seats. And the reason why is because we really get in depth on how to take money out of an IRA or 401k in a tax efficient way to fund one of these new asset-based long-term care plans. And the money that you move out is pretty much always still there for you. But the thing is, if I need long-term care, now I can have a lifetime benefit of tax-free income. And it's just a wonderful plan. We do more of this than just about anybody. And in fact, we do more of this than anybody in the country, actually. And so we know that. And it's just a wonderful plan. I get it. I understand how it works. They've made some recent changes to it. So we're going to have this special class. So yeah, sign up for all those classes. The classes are free. Again, 525longtermcare.com. That's right there on the homepage. 525longtermcare.com. Directions are there. We're just right off of the Southeast 8th exit in Bellevue. So that's just the main one is the Northeast 8th. If you're going to the mall or downtown Bellevue, we're at the Southeast 8th, which is easy to get to off of 405 north or south. And Madeline's got all the directions on there and the start times and everything. And the classes are free. We're just asking that you sign up so that we can keep a head count because we do limit these classes. We don't want a big rowdy group where the idea is to go through the material and then answer your questions. And then you guys are free to go and take that book that we put together that covers all this information. So we're going to head into our first break. And when we come back, let's spend a little bit of time talking about the disadvantages of waiting too long to put a long-term care insurance plan in place. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorick. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorick is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorick and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorick, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Steve saw his parents not invest in long-term care coverage until it was too late. His mom was able to qualify, but his dad was not. Story Monson with Steve. And Steve, your family's experience caused you to do quite a bit of research. I know you met with several companies. Tell me about that first meeting with Brian and 525 Advisors.
I did not feel like I was talking to a salesperson. I did not feel any pressure to buy anything. And it seemed like they were very knowledgeable.
In comparison to those other guys in the industry that you had met with, you thought that Brian was just set apart?
Yeah, just way apart. You know, personable, knowledgeable, friendly, no pressure, just, you know, felt like, you know, I was, you know, almost like a friend.
You know, that was the reaction from my wife and me, too, because, you know, the name of his company is 525 Advisors, and I just felt like we were getting good, solid advice rather than being pitched a product.
You know, people just, they don't get long-term care insurance. They don't get it. My mom is at the point where she needs assisted living. And she's so thankful that she made the decision to buy and keep her long-term care policy.
So, yeah, well, that's great. Yeah, great testimonial. So to sum it up, Steve, what's your advice to anyone thinking about long-term care coverage?
My advice would be go ahead and talk to whoever you want to talk to, but make sure you talk to Brian Ott and my kids. I say, hey, you know, you guys, things are taken care of. You don't have to deal with all these decisions when you're in a crisis situation. So,
amen.
I'm very excited about my experience with them and sharing it with you.
Well, that is awesome, Steve. Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started, and you will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio on this post-July 4th Saturday morning. Again, I hope everybody's out there and safe and peaceful. And you know, I always feel sorry for the animals, too, because I'll tell you what, in our neighborhood, Al, I'm kind of out in East Redmond, and the people in Duval, I'm going to tell you, they light it up.
They go hard,
I mean, we're talking college funds, college savings funds going up, like, you know, on every other block, and some of the neighborhoods get together in the cul-de-sacs, and they pitch in, and everybody pitches in $400 or $500. I'm like, man, that's a lot of fireworks, but it's kind of fun. It's just but the horses and the dogs and all the pets, I know that's always tough on them, so it's back to serenity now.
Yeah, my dog's a little neurotic, but luckily in Bellevue, they're pretty strict on no fireworks.
So. That's good. So, but thanks for tuning in here. We are talking a little bit today in Long-Term Care Radio about, you know, one of the biggest problems we have without question is people call us, they've just waited too long to get long-term care. And I'm not speaking specifically on age. I'm talking more on health. And what I mean by that is if I am, so many people think, I got to get long-term care when I'm 50. And some people think I'm 60. And then we've had a guy call me. We had a guy that called that was like 94 years old and said he thinks it's about time he looks into some long-term care insurance. I'm like, yeah, I think you're right, you know? So we're all over the spectrum on that.
Well, and the funniest thing is we will have some people that call and they're like, okay, well, I'm not sure if I can qualify for long-term care insurance. I'm taking high blood pressure medication and some cholesterol medication. And I just don't know if I can qualify. I'm like, is that it? You're pretty good. You know, and then we have the other people that are taking 14, 15 medications are like, oh, I'm healthier than most people I know. Yeah. I'm really healthy.
They got a walker and a handicap placard in their car, and it's like they're already 1 foot in the thing. And so what we're talking about here is if I'm waiting too long, you got to remember about long-term care insurance planning. Your health is what allows you to get entry into a long-term care insurance plan. It is your health. Your age is what's going to determine the premium, meaning your age is going to determine how much do I have to pay for that coverage, meaning a 50-year-old is going to pay less than a 60-year-old for the same amount of coverage. That's just the way it works. And so ideally, the mistake people make is they say, hey, I'm 60, I'm 65, I'm just going to wait, I'm 70, I'm still healthy, I'm not taking any meds, I'm good to go. And then all of a sudden at 71, they're diagnosed with something or they get in an accident. And then they come in and it's like, guess what? Now we can't get the plan. And we lose 2 or 3 or 4 clients every single year just between the application process and the time we get them underwritten because they'll get in an accident or they'll slip and fall down the stairs or they'll be diagnosed with something. You know, we got someone right now that just, you know, just was going along and they come back with a bad test at the doctor. So now they got to go in and get a colonoscopy. And that doesn't mean they're uninsurable. It just means that we've got to now wait and hope that there's not something wrong.
Hope so it comes back positive.
The idea is I think a lot of people just assume that long-term care planning, a lot of people will say, well, it's something that I don't need now, so I'm not going to worry about it.
Or I'm healthy now, and I'm going to be healthy.
I'll get it later, right? And that's one thing that they're thinking about. But the other group of people, we have a lot of people out there, too, like you say, are saying, well, I'm not perfect. You know, I'm taking high blood pressure medicine and a vitamin C, and I don't know if I'm going to qualify. And it's like, no, that's not it at all. We have a lot of wiggle room on especially some of these asset-based plans because there's so many different ways we're funding them. And what I mean by that is if I'm walking in with a chunk of money to deposit it with the insurance company versus making just a small payment every single month, there's a lot less risk to the insurance company when you give that deposit. So those programs are generally going to be a lot more flexible, and we're seeing a lot more people be approved for long-term care plans that might not have been able to get a plan on just a traditional. And so that's kind of one of the advantages of the new programs. But even that being said, you cannot wait until you're basically already there or the writing's on the wall. If you're diagnosed with a cognitive issue, even if it's just starting out, it's guess what? You're going to be uninsurable. And so we get this constant ongoing battle. It's like yin and yang. We have some people just believe they're never going to qualify. And then we have other people that think, well, this is when I need it. This is what I should be able to get it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the ultimate message we have to say is that you don't get it when you need it.
You can't wait until you get in a car accident to get car insurance. You can't wait until your house gets set on fire or robbed to get homeowners insurance. Mm-hmm. It's just not the way it works.
Yeah. And so a lot of people, I think, with long-term care insurance, they want the guarantee, right? They want the guarantee that they're going to need it before they sign up for it because otherwise they think they're wasting their money. Well, folks, unfortunately, it just doesn't work that way. I mean, life insurance, you're pretty much guaranteed that you're going to die. It's just a waiting game, right? You're just saying, hey, well, sooner or later, I'm going to die. So if I get a permanent life insurance policy, my estate's going to get this money back. We know that. With health insurance, we pretty much, a lot of people say, well, I'm probably going to use it. I'm one of those people that don't. I hate our current health insurance system right now. We are just bleeding the healthy people to pay for the people that are not healthy. And so what happens for those of us that don't need to go to the doctor on a regular basis, we pay such a premium for that. Well, long-term care insurance, one of the things I think a lot of people think about is I'm going to pay all this money and I'm never going to get any money, any use out of it, so I don't want to do it. Well, mistakenly, if we look at it statistically, 70% of the people end up in long-term care. That's just the way it goes. And so you wouldn't want to bet against that. But the problem with those people that are saying, I'm healthy now, I'm going to wait till I need it, a lot of times they just can't get it. And what we've got to keep in mind, this is probably the biggest point I want people to take away from the show today. If you're healthy, there is zero advantage in waiting. Mm-hmm. And all the insurance plans are set up that way, meaning that if I am 60 years old or I think I'm healthy at 70, I'm going to wait and put a plan in at age 70, a 60-year-old is going to pay far less for the same amount of coverage. And they're going to have 10 more years of coverage on top of it, right? Because what if I'm 60 and healthy, but I'd be healthy at 70? Well, what happens if you get in a car accident at 65?
And you're not healthy.
Yeah, or you have an early stroke. You not only are you not insurable, you don't have that benefit. But all the insurance plans are, and if I'm setting up a traditional pay-as-you-go plan where I'm paying an annual premium or a monthly premium, that 60-year-old and the 70-year-old, let's say that they both qualify, and then they both go on claim at age 85. Well, the 60-year-old is going to have paid less in total premiums than the person from 70 to 85. That 60 to 85 will pay less in premiums. So they've paid premiums for 10 years longer, but it's because of the pricing difference in the age, you will still pay less. That's the way the insurance plans are designed. So that's what I mean. There's no advantage to waiting. If you can afford to get that plan and put in place today, you're going to pay less for it than if you wait a year or two, 5 years down the road.
Well, and the younger you are, the more leverage you're going to get on any type of plan, really. So your dollar is going to go much farther the younger you are.
Absolutely. And I think here's the other thing. There's a huge advantage to having a long-term care plan put in place when I'm younger. It's number one is that people miss this fact all the time. If we look at the claims data, one-third of the people approximately that are receiving long-term care benefits on a long-term care insurance plan, one-third of them are under age 65. And a lot of people are surprised at that, but it's like mostly accidents, illnesses, early onset Alzheimer's, things like that. But it's like a third of the people are under age 65. Well, a lot of people don't even consider getting long-term care insurance until they're, you know, Dave Ramsey says, don't even look at it till you're 60. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't even consider it till they're 65 or 70. They think, I'm healthy, I'll get it. Well, guess what? Those are the people that fall off a ladder and hit their head, and then they've got issues.
I just got a pre-screening this morning from a gal who is 35, and she had a stroke last year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, things do happen.
Well, we had a client also, you remember that in Bellevue, they had a stroke at age 42.
Oh, yeah.
And we had to wait his 10 years, and so he was 52, and he was back up. I mean, he had to learn to walk and talk and all those things again. And he came in, and he's adamant. He set up a very nice plan. He said, I don't ever want to go through that again. It was like, not only was it costly, it was just not having the support and the help there in that time of need was very frustrating for him. And so there's real advantages to having long-term care. Now, that being said, I will tell you, it's not something that the average 20-year-old needs to run out and buy, because in that situation, you probably need to focus more on life insurance and disability insurance. And most insurance carriers, most of the carriers have some downward limit on age, which is going to be around 40 in most cases, 35 mm-hmm. to 40, and then 80 on the upper end, 85 on some of the asset-based plans will go up to age 85. So that's really that range is about 40 to 85 is where you're going to see most of the plans, and there are some outliers. If I'm looking at a traditional plan like a pay-as-you-go, there are a few companies that will go down and start at age 18, but you mostly see that in group policy, somebody that's buying it through work because it's just so cheap, right? It's like $12 a month. They don't even care. They don't even know what it is. And a lot of those policies will lapse. But ultimately, yeah, I think what is frustrating for us is because you cannot wait until you need it. You've got to put a plan in place when you're healthy. And quite frankly, the biggest advantage now of these plans that are out there, these new plans, is that you get that money back. You're not walking away from it. If something mm-hmm. changes, whether it's a divorce or you're moving out of the country or the business fails and you need some of that money back, the asset-based plans are assets because they have assets there you can access. And so we'll talk a little bit more about that on the client of the week. We're going to head into our break here real quick. So stick around. We'll be back with more Long-Term Care Radio.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high cost of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. There are classes coming up in July, Saturday the 20th and Monday the 22nd. Seating's limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free. You'll get a copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Volatile markets are never fun. but it provides the opportunity to see exactly how much risk you're exposed to. Like Warren Buffett always says, when the tide goes out, you find out who's been swimming without their trunks on. Hey, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. Chances are the defense portion of your portfolio, the bonds, got hit right along with your stocks. So what do you do? Look, safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. By using our bond replacement strategy, our clients have actually increased their returns while being insured against loss and all the while lowering their fees. Call now and get your free copy of our brand new booklet, Common Sense Investing, and learn how to protect your retirement against loss but still participate in market gains. Call 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Or go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Bulwark Capital Management is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
Welcome back to Long Term Care Radio. I'm Brian Ott. Alongside me is Madeline Lutch. And boy, you know what a wonderful time it is out here in the summer. I always love it in the Northwest. We're just rolling in. July 5th is when summer shows up, as the joke always is. But we've got it now. We're here. July and August and September coming around the corner here. We've been talking a little bit about earlier in the show today. If you missed it, you can always go back and get our podcast on our radio at 525longtermcare.com. One of the biggest things we're just talking about is that we run into is people that are waiting too long. And, you know, we've had both ends of the spectrum. We've had some people that have called us that are too young to really get into it, who really just don't need to worry about it at this point. They need to focus on other areas like disability and life insurance, but that's rare. The vast majority of the times we run into a problem is when somebody's just waited too long and their health is compromised. And, you know, we also have the upper age limits. If you're healthy, but, you know, once you turn 80, you really limit your options. And at 85, you're basically out of options. It doesn't matter how healthy you are. So there is an age component to it. But the main factor is we're talking about your health. Your health is what determines eligibility. And I'm telling you what, you're a doctor visit away from becoming ineligible because, you know, you go in for your annual physical checkup. They find a little bit of blood in your stool. Guess what? Now you got to get a colonoscopy. Now you got to do this. You got to do that. That makes you ineligible until all that is cleared up to make sure there's no problems. Mm-hmm. And what if there is a problem? Now all of a sudden it's like, it could escalate. And so it can happen very quickly for people.
And that doesn't mean don't go to the doctor.
Yes, it doesn't.
I have had someone say, well, I'm not going to go.
Well, that's the thing. No credit doesn't mean you have good credit, right? And that's the thing. Just because I don't go to the doctor and they haven't diagnosed anything doesn't mean I'm healthy. And so you just want to balance that out. You just want to keep in mind that I'm healthy. Take your health as a blessing. Is those of you that are struggling with somebody right now, a family member that has an illness, or maybe you're being a caretaker, you know how fast and how sudden things can change. And so our point is, yes, take advantage of your health while you have it and put a plan in place. And this is the time in the show where we talk about a client of the week. And this is someone that we have designed a plan for. And we talk a little bit about what I really want you to listen to is not so much the dollar amounts, how much they put in, but I want you to really listen to the backstory on what and how we designed a plan, because this is a very unique situation that we had. And this was for Alex, who is 63, and Gina, who is 61. Both Alex and Gina had pensions coming. Gina hadn't kicked hers in yet, but Alex did. And so between their pensions, they were going to be actually in pretty good shape. They were very frugal. They had saved quite a bit of money. They had planned on taking Social Security at age 70, and required minimum distributions always kick in there as too. So that means the retirement money, your 401ks, your IRAs, if you don't take any distributions at the year you turn 70 and a half, you have to start taking distributions. So that is the whole point with, you know, saying, okay, I'm in this kind of donut hole area. Alex is already retired. Gina was getting ready to retire, but she was still actually working right now. And their plan was like, you know, we're going to be somewhat frugal till age 70, and then we'll have all this excess money that we're going to have to take. We've got to take Social Security, and we've got to take our required minimum distributions. So what they were really worried about, they said, look, we want to get some long-term care insurance, but we don't necessarily need the Cadillac plan because we know that we have the RMDs and the retirement accounts, and we're able to live off of, the RMDs have the retirement accounts and the Social Security, and they're pretty much able to live off their pensions. And so they're going to say that's going to be excess money that we can use, but at the same sense, we don't want to spend all that down. We are worried about what if something happens between now and age 70. We might have to take money out of the retirement account earlier. We might have to start taking Social Security quicker. So we were looking at a way to just basically come in and give them some kind of protection, especially in the short term here, and something meaningful over the long term as well if they ended up in a long-term care. So what we did is we designed a plan with form that just paid them a level monthly benefit. And what I mean by this is that it did not have a
growth factor.
Yeah, it did not have an inflation rider on it, which means an inflation rider just says, hey, it's going to grow by X amount per month. X amount per year every year. So my $6,000 a month today, if benefit is going to be worth $11,000 20 years down the road. We decided to skip that portion because what they were saying is, look, we'll get a benefit today, and at age 70, we're going to have other money. So we're going to use the IRA money and the Social Security to make up the inflation factor, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is it gives them a very efficient way to design a plan. And this is what we did for them. We took a single deposit of $108,000 and deposited it with the insurance company. We also set up a 10-pay premium, meaning we're going to pay 10 additional premium payments of $4,200 a year. So that means once a year, they write a check for $4,200. They're going to do that for a total of the first one goes in at day one, so they'll have 9 more payments left after the plan was set up. Net effect on this for these people, folks, is they're going to put $108,000 in up front. They're going to put $42,000 in over time. So they end up putting $150,000 into this plan. Now, it's an asset-based plan, which means if they don't use it or they die, $200,000 comes back to the estate. So again, $150,000 in over the course of 10 years, they're guaranteed to get to $200,000 back. Now, if you remember from last week's show, and the week before, we're talking about how these asset-based plans work. The IRS calls them a linked benefit. If we're taking that initial $200,000 death benefit, that comes at day one. We don't have to make all 10 payments. So if they go out and get in a car accident and pass away, their family gets a check for $200,000. However, what the $4,200 annual payment is just saying, look, if I go into long-term care, I get $6,000 a month. But once I use that $200,000 up, I have a continuation of benefit rider, which pays them each $6,000 a month for the rest of their life. So they each basically have a pension of $72,000 a year tax-free for long-term care. Each of them have that. They also have $12,000 for caregiver training, and they also have $12,000 for medical equipment, which could include things like a stair lift or wheelchair ramps or grab handles. So this is a comprehensive policy. It's going to pay for care in their home, in any of the assisted living facilities. We had a show on that a couple weeks ago about the different types of assisted living facilities. This plan is going to pay for care anywhere, adult daycare. It'll pay for care in their kids' home. It doesn't matter. So again, just that additional $6,000 a month. And so now what they really are is they're protected right now, saying if they did get in an accident like tomorrow, they'd be able to turn the $6,000 on and they wouldn't be forced to take Social Security early, or they wouldn't be forced to go into the required minimum distributions. However, if they live a nice long life and 20 years out from now they are just trigger a claim and now all of a sudden they're in their 80s, well, that $6,000 is going to feel like maybe $3,000 today. But what they're going to have is their Social Security, and they're going to have their required minimum distributions that they can pull out of their retirement account. So they'll have excess money to make up. And so what you see on this net effect, what's really great about this plan is they're only going to put $150,000 in. They're guaranteed to get $200,000 back. So they're guaranteed to actually get 25% basically of that. I mean, they're getting such a nice return on that. They're putting $150,000 in. They got a guarantee of $50,000 more coming back, regardless of what market conditions do or interest rates. And by the way, the payments, the reason why they did the 10 payments instead of a single lump sum into that portion of the plan is because she's still working and she has access to a health savings account. So that is going to allow them, what her plans were, she was thinking maybe she would work until age 65 because that way she could keep the insurance for both of them, the health insurance. And she also has a health savings account, so she can pay part of these premiums. Actually, because of their age, they can pay 100% of that $4,257 out of the health savings account money that she has saved up. And so that makes that tax-free money. So that gives her, you know, 20 to 25% discount on that. So it's actually less expensive for them to stretch those payments out over time than it is to actually try to come in with a lump sum. So again, it's just another great design way. And again, this plan could have had inflation on it. It could have been paid in a single lump sum. The whole thing could have been paid over 10 years. And we could have kept the benefit the same. We could have increased the benefit. There's just a lot that we can do. But my point of this client of the week, what we're trying to bring into you every week, folks, is that we're going to sit down with you and we're really going to work at looking at your particular situation and say, how can we design a plan? Not everybody needs $12,000 a month with 5% inflation. We understand that. And this is a classic example. $6,000 today, that's $72,000 a year. That's very meaningful. But as time goes on, it's going to become less and less valuable as inflation kicks in. But they've got another source of money that they're going to use to make up that difference. And they felt comfortable doing that.
Mm-hmm. Now, this was the plan that worked for them.
That's right. And for a younger person like myself, my plan is $8,000 a month with 3% inflation, lifetime benefit. I want my benefit to grow every year at 3% because I'm a lot younger, so I just want that. But there's just a lot of things that we can do for you. So we're going to head into our next break, and stick around. We got a question of the week. This is from Jeannie over in Mercer Island. So stick around. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson with Bill, a client of Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Why did you decide to even look into the long-term care?
Well, I think the things that drove me to this was the expenses when you start getting older, and I wanted to not lose everything, protect my assets. And so I didn't have any long-term coverage, and I chose the asset-based plan, which, you know, had a lot of benefits that I thought worked for me.
Tell me about your first meeting with Brian, how he explained your long-term care options.
I thought Brian and Madeline were great. A lot of follow-up, very clear in the way that he answered all my questions, and I thought it was as transparent as I have an experience as I had. And he was right there the whole way, you know, being patient, helping me out. I felt that he was working with me instead of working for himself.
Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I started working with Brian. You will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high cost of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Their classes coming up in July, Saturday the 20th and Monday the 22nd. Seating's limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free. You'll get a copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. Here in the studio, Brian Ott alongside Madeline Lutch. And we just, you know, we come in every week just to educate you guys on some of the choices and some of the new plans we do. And you just heard the client of the week. And if you just tuned in and you missed that, you can always get the podcast back at our website at 525longtermcare.com. And again, sign up for one of these classes. You know, we keep saying this, and we do this out of, you know, it's important to us as well for you because it helps us help you when we can sit down and answer the basic questions. And then guess what? You're not calling us up and saying, how much does long-term care insurance cost? Or you're not calling us up and saying, what does long-term care pay for? All that is covered. So then we can really sit down and have a really meaningful discussion about how long-term care works and how it might work in your particular situation. And so three classes are coming up again, Saturday, July 20th. That's a 9 a.m. start. That's our basic 101 class where you're going to learn about asset-based traditional plans, what long-term care pays for, what's covered, how you get your money, difference between reimbursement and cash policies. We just cover it all. And then the following Monday on July 22nd, we're going to talk about all those things again, except we're going to focus a little bit more on these new asset-based plans. An asset just simply means there is an asset in this policy, meaning that you're not going to, it's not a use it or lose it. I don't end up in long-term care. My money wasn't wasted. Mm-hmm. But there's dozens of these plans and there's just great ways to fund them. And this class is really designed for those people that are going to say, hey, I am going to self-insure because someone told me I have enough money or I think I do. And we're going to show you that's fine, but there's a better way to do it because now you can get insurance. It's going to protect all of your assets. It's going to protect your family and it's going to pay you back if you never use it. So that's going to be on the following Monday on the 22nd at 10 a.m. And then I've got a very special class that I'm really excited about. That's July 31st at 10 a.m. And that class is going to be designed for people that want to fund an asset-based long-term care plan using IRA or 401k money. Because what this plan allows us to do is take a lump sum out today, but yet spread the taxes out over 10 years. So that means I don't have to claim all that money that I'm taking out of my IRA as income this year. I get to spread it out over 10 years. Those distributions count towards required minimum distributions if I'm 70 and a half. We are just love this program. It's the most efficient way to use some of your retirement money, especially for those of you that don't need the RMDs to live on because you've got to take that money out either way. So by setting up this plan, you're not taking out more money than you otherwise would. We're just, what we're going to do is roll some of this money over and we're going to aggregate the amount every year with all of your RMDs. And so it's just a great program, but I'm going to limit that to about 10 seats because I really want to dig deep into that on that class and answer people's questions. So if you have a 401k or you have IRA money and you're coming up on age 70, or even if you're age 60 and you're in that donut hole and you're retiring between 60 and 70, we'll show you how to spread that out over 10 years before you have to start taking the money out. So
that start again, to strategize that.
That is at 10 a.m. as well too on a Wednesday. So again, all the information is on our website, 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com. And right there on the homepage, sign up for a class. You'll see the directions, all that stuff. Underneath there is a question of the week submission box. If you click on that, you can send us in a question. Just type it out and shoot it over to us. We pick through those and we bring one onto the air and we read it every week. And this week, our question comes from Jeannie over in Mercer Island. And Jeannie says, how long do I wait before I am covered if I apply for long-term care insurance?
That's a good question because I don't know if we get that one as often.
Yeah, it is a really good question. And Jeannie, here's the thing. It's like when you apply, you can be basically approved, and that could be anywhere from a couple weeks to 3 months, depending on how complicated the case is and how much medical records and things we have. That is generally, then you fund your plan, you are going to be covered. So you don't wait. You don't have to have the plan in force for a year or two or three or any period of time before you're covered. However, on these new asset-based plans, there's what we call a conditional receipt. And a conditional receipt simply says, if I submit, let's just say like the client of the week we had, you know, they send that $100,000 in. They send that in with the application. Think of that as a timestamp. What the insurance carrier is saying is like, boom, okay, today we're going to stamp this. It's July 6th. We are not going to look at any medical information past July 6th. It's what they call a conditional receipt. So that means if you go out and get in a car wreck tomorrow and you're in physical therapy, they're not looking at that. They're just going to underwrite you up to the July 6th date and they say, hey, you are healthy. You're good to go. We're going to approve you. So with a conditional receipt, you are actually covered the day you submit the application, assuming that you're going to be approved.
Mm-hmm.
And through our process, we go through the pre-approval process to make sure that we're just not throwing in an application that's going to get turned down. So we already kind of know that, yes, you know, there's a 90% chance you're going to be approved anyway. So we can pretty much say that you are covered today.
Mm-hmm. It's temporary insurance, too, if something does happen in between that time.
Yeah. And so this is the difference on the underwriting also. This is another thing that I tell you, even with a traditional plan that you're paying as you go. So let's say you're paying monthly and you write a check, you get approved and you write that check for the monthly premium and off you go, and you go out and you get hit by the bus tomorrow, you're on claim. Guess what? You are covered and you're not making any more payments to the insurance company. So there's a lot more risk for that insurance company. So they're going to probably look at your health records a little bit more. Mm-hmm. They're going to really make sure that, you know, everything fits their underwriting guidelines. Where the asset-based plans are going to be a little bit more lenient, because if you go back to our client of the week, that client's walking in with $104,000 or $108,000 right up front. They're just taking that in and depositing that. Well, the insurance company has that money day one. So that's why these asset-based and hybrid plans are a little bit more flexible on underwriting. And that's what we were talking about earlier in the show, waiting too long. Just because you have some health issues doesn't mean that you're an automatic turndown, but you are more likely to be approved on maybe an asset or a hybrid plan than you are a traditional plan. Traditional is going to look for the healthiest people because you're inching that money in over time. So what they're saying is, from an actuarial point of view, they need a lot more time to collect premiums to make that pool of money work versus an asset base. I'm walking in, I'm saying, here's a big check. The insurance company is going to put that money to work. They're going to have a lot more protection, and that's why you also get that money back if you don't use it, because they're growing that money, so the insurance company is confident based on their skills that they can pay you back if you don't use it, but yet you still have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, the insurance is covered from day one, and you can actually do it with the application, so you can apply and get coverage that day if you do the conditional receipt, and if not, most of the plans will kick the coverage in as soon as you are approved and you fund the plan.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the effective date of the policy. So there's no 90-day waiting period. Somebody had asked me that in one of my classes. Don't you have to wait 90 days? Well, that's the elimination period. So if I have a traditional plan that says, hey, from the time I file a claim, I've got to wait 90 days of service before I get my money, that's a different argument. That's saying,
that's kind of a deductible period.
That's right. But that there are plans out there that have zero-day deductible periods. But the point is, the coverage starts the time that you fund that plan and the time that you're approved.
Yeah, you can file a claim day one. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a great question. And if you have a question for us, just go to our website at 525longtermcare.com. It's right there on the homepage. Type in your question and we will look through there. And if pick your question, we'll bring it up and read it on the air. We'd love to do that. So we appreciate everybody that's doing that.
Well, and that's the big thing about coming to the class, I think. Number one, you get to meet us and kind of hear our stories and hear why we're passionate about long-term care planning and helping you put a plan in place. But coming to the class, you get to hear all of the questions that the other attendees have. And that's really what gets these things kind of going, because Brian goes through the presentation. So it's about 45 minutes of the presentation, but then we open it up to questions and it just turns into a very good conversation between, you know, I mean, people start sharing their stories and asking questions. And
yeah, there is a madness behind these classes. Somebody is asking me this because we have all the information on our website. We know not everybody can get to a class. So if you have the time, just go through our website and read some of the stories and look at some of the examples and look at the designs of the asset and the hybrid and all the information's there. We have a glossary. Everything's on our website at 525longtermcare.com. But the point is, when you get into a class, I think there's some distinct advantages of interacting with other people, because a mm-hmm. lot of people will share their stories. A lot of people are in there because they have watched a loved one go through a long-term care situation, and they will share it with you. They'll tell you point blank. A lot of times some of the other people in the class will answer the question. Somebody will answer mm-hmm. a question about Medicaid, and someone will say, no, Medicaid is this and this and this, and this is what happened to my family. So we get that and we appreciate that. And that's why we try to keep these classes a little bit smaller. You always hear in the ads that seating is limited. Well, it is limited for a reason. This is not a big rah, 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 I'm alive, I'm alert, I feel good seminar. That's not what we do. In fact, we were just joking about that on the way over here in the car, right? It's like, we don't do that, you know, and I'm going to spend 45 minutes, maybe 43, depending how much coffee I have before I get into the class. But the idea is go through that information, and then we spend a good hour usually just answering questions and going through the book and going back through the slides if we need to. And people, that's what we're trying to do. And we get a lot of praise for that class. And you can read our reviews on our website as well, too. And so, honestly, it's designed there to help you. And a lot of times we have kids coming in to learn about how they can set a plan up for their parents.
Oh, yeah.
So if you are 35 and you're sitting there facing, you're watching your parents and maybe you're like my situation where, you know what, my parents sacrificed a lot. My dad was a logger. My mom worked at home. She took care of everything. She ran the business. And they sacrificed a lot so that we could have a better life. And that's a way that maybe now we can give back by getting a plan for our parents. And I will tell you the inside secret, because this is what I did for my mom. This is why I was so adamant about getting her a plan. It's a gift to me, too, and to my siblings. Because I know if my mom needs help, she doesn't have to call one of us. We're going to call an 800 number. People are going to jump into care. And I'm going to have somebody there that's going to guide me through and help me get the best level of care for my mom, the level of care that she deserves. And I don't have to figure that out on my own. So it was a gift to me as well, too, by helping her get a plan.
Well, and your kids as well, because you don't have to give up the time of being a dad.
That's right. I'm not giving up my life now to take care of her. So there's a lot of the family that wants to come in. If you want to learn about taking care of somebody, you want to learn about, hey, could we had a couple of brothers that bought a plan for their mom. And I mean, it was tear-jerking because they're in our office. And they're saying, look, we want to do this as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
We're not expecting to get money back. But with these new asset-based plans, that's the great thing. They can buy the plan. They can own it. Mom can be insured. And if mom never uses it, they're going to get more money back than they put into the plan. So it's a win-win. But if she does need care, guess what? The brothers know that mom is not only do they have this stream of income coming in to give her the best level of care that she gets, they have those professionals, the case managers and the people like that. So come to one of these classes if you can. Again, 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com. And read some of our reviews and learn a little bit about us. All that information is on our website as well, too. So, you know, we've wrapped up another week. We're officially into summer. The July 4th is behind us, and I hope everybody can just kick back and enjoy those few weeks. I think I got 2 months by the kids are out of school, and then they're back in again. So we're going to try to make the best of it, and I hope you guys all enjoy this nice summer. And again, sign up for our class. Give us a call if you have any questions. All our information is on our website at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com. And we'll be back next week with another show. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Long Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and Long Term Care Radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 7 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.